I want to talk about something that we've spoken about in the past. The Im Beis Medrash Pelei Chiddush, and it's Dover Be'itay Matoiv. And that is the Kesef Mishnah right here. It's on Halacha Aleph, asks a very, very famous kasha. And that is, if the Rambam says that a Bez Din that paskins a halacha, simply because they think that's the halacha, they all noisen tam lefgam is a problem. Then if a later bezin wants to come and say that noisen tam lefgam is mutter, they have every right in the world to do so. Even if they have no shaychis in terms of chachma and minyan to the previous bezin. Al zeh nemar el ha-shefet ha-shiyah b'yom ha-mahein, ein ha-tochayv lo-lachas alach ha-bezin she-bedorcho, yiftach b'doiroi, kishmul b'doir. That's Dr. Ram. Break the Kesef Mishnah, that's the case. I don't understand Talmud Bavli 101. I have a kash on the whole Shas. You don't get that every day. I have a kash on what? On Shas. Which goes the whole Shas. From Me'ei Masai until the end. I have a kash on every single Gemara in Shas. Why? Because what underpins Talmud Bavli? You have Tanom and Amiram. And everyone knows that Amira can't argue with a Tana, right? Tiuftas, like Meketanoi. Amira can't argue with a Tana. There's 9 million Gemaras that scream that. Break the Kesef Mishnah, why? Now, I always assume. Because but if the Rambam says in category one that if it's based on din, it's based on ayo pshat tzaze, and dio pshat tzaze, we could argue all day, every day. And again, yiftach b'dayrus kishmu b'dayrai. Who didn't see b'dayrus kidanil b'dayrai? Well, if that's the case, so why can't an Amoy, why can't Rabbi Yochanan argue with Rabbi Akiva? What's pasha pshat? What's posh? Now, you want to tell me that halacha will be with Rabbi Akiva? Say then, halacha, I have no problem with that. But he can't argue. Tchuf to the Gemara always says. What's going on over here? What's posh of Shah? So he freaked the Kesef Mishnah. So the Kesef Mishnah says a Dov Nifla. He says, quote, the Efshel Loimer, Shemiyoim Chasimos HaMishnah, that from the day that the Mishnah was sealed off, Kimu V'Kiblu, Chazal V'Mekayim HaMekabal, Shebedoiroi So'achroinim, that the later generations will not be chaylik on the Rishonim. V'chein osu gam b'chassimus ha-Talmud, they did it a second time b'chassimus ha-Talmud, shem yoyim shenechtam le'nitin reshus l'shum adam l'achlikov. Abba says, the Kesef Mishnah, that the truth is, there's no reason that an Amora shouldn't be able to argue with a Tana. And that would undermine the whole Shas. Stating that, kimu v'kiblu, shedayrus ha-achreinim le'achliku al Rishonim, and when did that happen? That happened from the time of the chassimus ha-Talmud. Me'inyan le'inyan, Rabbi Chanan, in Kovet Shiurim, in Bava Basra, it's Ois Tofrei Shlamiv Gimel. He brings that he once asked Rabbi Chaim Brisker, his Rebbe, a kasha similar to the Kesef Mishnah's kasha, Ayin Shom. Just the quip from Rabbi Chaim, the Heshiv. Rabbi Chaim said, the Be'emes, gam ha-moira yesh b'koichai lachlik al-tana. Avadan ha-moira kin dingzach with a Tana. Now, he didn't bring this Rambam, but of course, it's coming from this Rambam. If an Amora wants to argue with a Tana, Amora has a right to argue with a Tana. So said Rav Chaim, this is so classic, Rav Chaim. How come throughout Shas, you find there are Amoram that are asking Tiyufta, or asking Tiyuftas and Amoram from Tanam, who mishum, the Amora ain't no chaylik al Tana. It's not because he doesn't have the license. He has the license. I have the credentials. 100%. But he wouldn't do it. And we assume that v'ilu yada divrei atana loyhoyu chaylik olav. He wouldn't have been chaylik. Abba Reb Chaim said, b'mokum shechaylik lehedya? But if an Amora argues with a tana lehedya, it can't zechdingin. And by the way, Efshel is halacha k'mois. Akandvar. This is what I heard from Reb Chaim. That Reb Chaim said that this, that throughout Shas, is always a tiyufta when Amora argues with a tana. This is like, it's not that he doesn't have the right. He has the right to, but he wouldn't do it. And the reason Amora asked tiyufta is because, to the extent, Rabbi Yochanan said something, we have a brisa not that way, so for sure he would have been chayzer. And that's why it's a tiyufta. Not because of feltim and credentials. It's a little different than the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah says, kimu v'kiblu miyayim chsimas ha-talmud that the Amora would never argue with the Tanon. Rabbi Chaim Briske said a different nosach, that b'etzim they could. It's just they wouldn't. Similar. But the bottom line is, there was some sort of kimu v'kiblu that happened, miyayim chsimas ha-mishnah. That once the Mishnah got sealed off, at that point, they said, Amiram are not going to argue with Tanan anymore. So I just want to be mazbidus. Again, this is Ray that we've spoken about in the past many times. But the Im Beis Medrash, Belechidish, just with a little bit of an introduction. And that is, the Mishnah in the end of Masechtas Soita says, the Shemes Rebbe, when Rebbe left the world, Batal Anova, V'yiras Chet. The Gemara, it's the second to last line of Soita, Mem Tes Amid Bey says, "Mishemeis Rebbe Huchpelu Tzaros." Then when Rebbe passed away, Huchpelu Tzaros. And I think it's very awesome. What does it mean, Huchpelu Tzaros? Right, the word Huchpelu sounds like the Tzaros doubled. Right, the Tzaros doubled all of a sudden. What does it mean? They doubled. Huchpalu, Niloshin, there were more tsaras after Rebbe left the world. Right, we know Rebbe had a very close relationship with Antoninus. We learned Gemara's on Dafyur and Dafyur Aleph here, Masach Tzavei Dezar. If you remember, Antoninus gives Rebbe all this money, and Rebbe says, don't worry about it, I don't need this money. He says, yeah, but I know future generations, we're not going to get along, you know, the way we get along right now. And as a result, keep this money. It's like this, when they tax you, you'll have money to pay from. He already foresaw how this was going to play itself out. And that's what's being said here in this Gemara. The Shemes Rebbe Huchpalu Atzaras. But the question is, what does it mean Huchpalu? Literally is Miloshin Kefal. It sounds like the Tzar is doubled. What does it mean that the Tzar is doubled? So we once said, and by the way, we said this in Holoshav. We had the schus to say this in the Shach Shul in Holoshav when we went together as a Chabura. That could be pshat is that we know the Gemara says in Mesechtes Avodah Zarah Daf Tes Amud Aleph. We learned this together also, not so long ago. Tana Devel Yo. Sheishas Alofim Shana Hava Oilam. The world was created for 6,000 years. Shnei Alof. The first 2,000 years the world was Tayu. Shnei Alofim Tayu. The second set of 2,000 years there was Tayra. And Shnei Alofim Yemois HaMashiach. And the last 2,000 years are Yemois HaMashiach. So 2,000 years of Tayu. And then the next 2,000 years is Tayra. And the last 2,000 years is Yemois HaMashiach. Rashi says that although it sounds a little bit from the Gemara, like the last 2,000 years is not going to have Torah, right? 2,000 years of Torah, and then the last 2,000 years of Torah, Avada doesn't mean that. Once Torah came about, there was always going to be Torah until the end of 6,000. So what does it mean the last 2,000 years is Yemais HaMashiach? Lav lafuke Torah, Zakrashi, but in addition to it being Yemei Torah, it's also going to be Yemais HaMashiach. But the Marsha in Perek Chelek, in Mesach Sanhedrin, Dav Tzadik Zayin Amar Aleph says, it's not Mashma that way. V'hu dachuk. V'anir lefarish, says the Mashal, read it inside. Hadvarim kipshata. Ki be'emes achash agolu Yisrael, golus kemura, ein behem Torah. Once Klai Yisrael went into Golus, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they lost their Torah. Ki dechsiv, it's a pasuk in Eicha. Malka v'sareh bagoyim, ein Torah. Mikamokim, said the Mashal. Kuf ayim beishonim acher bayisheni, but for the next 172 years after the Churban, mikri adayim miyashnos Torah, it was still considered years of Torah. Ki oz hoyu dor hatanoim, because there were tanoim that were living. Vadayim loy nistal dulo hayeshivas, and the yeshivas had not become shvach yet. Until Rebbe left the world, the Gavar Agolus, and then the Golus became very intense. The Rabu Atzorois, and there were terrible Tzorois. The Kolu Yemei HaTorah, and now already they didn't have as man of Torah. So says the Marsha, I hold that when the Gemara says from 2,000 to 4,000 is Torah, that's what it means. Kipshutoi. And after that, there's already no Torah. I this Torah, but qualitatively, it's so much less. Like the Pasuk says, Malkov is Torah, Bagoyim ain't Torah. That when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and Klai Yisrael went to Golus, we lost the Torah. I want to say, if that's the case, so it doesn't add up. 4,000 is not Churban Bayisheni. Says the Marsha, it's true. Churban Bayisheni happened how many years before the year 4,000? That's also Avodah Zarah Daf Tes. All the math gemaras, kuf ayin beis shanim, right, 172 years earlier. But for that next 172 years, up until the year 4000, there were yeshivas, and because there were yeshivas, there were tanaim, so there was still Torah. Abba mishem meis rabbi rabu atzoros kaver agolus v'kolu yimei Torah, and that's why at the year 4000 we could say ain't Torah. How could you say it? Malkim zera bagay ain't Torah. It's a pasuk in Eich. Yirmiyahu Navi already said this. He prophesied that this is the way it was going to be. That when the year that we're going to be at the height of Golus, which is where we are right now, even though there would be Torah, so much Torah, but on some level, qualitatively speaking, it would be a matziv of ein Torah. We always speak out from the Goyen that you say in Shmein Esrei, Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash B'mheir B'yameinu, V'sein Chalkeinu B'sayir Asecha. Said the Vilna Goyen, Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash B'mheir B'yameinu, V'sein Chalkeinu B'sayir Asecha, Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash B'mheir B'yameinu, and we'll have the Avoida. What does it have to do with Torah? So the Goyen said that we know the world stands on three Amudim. Mishnah Novice, Vishloisha Amudim Ha'olam Oymed, Torah, Avoida, and Gmilos Chasadim. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, said the Goyim, we lost the Amud of Avoida. But really, we lost the second Amud as well. We also lost the Amud of Torah. Because Malkuv Esareh Bagoyim Ein Torah. And really, today we're standing on one leg. And that's the leg of Chesed. When are we going to get Torah back? Kshayibana Beis HaMikdash B'mheir B'yameinu. Then we're going to get not only the Avoida, we're going to get two Amuds back. We're going to get back the Amud of Avoida, and we're also going to get back the Amud of Torah. But this is the Marsha, that the year 4000 is the Ptir of Rebbe, because when Rebbe passed away, that's when it was Chal, Malkus Rebbe Agoyim and Torah. And that's the Gemara. 2,000 years is Toyu. From 2,000 to 4,000 is Torah. And from 4,000 until the end, it's Yemois HaMashiach. Ein Beis Medrash B'lei Chiddush. I found that Rabbi Reuven Margolis, in his Margolis Hayam, on Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Zayin Amar Aleph. On that Gemara, Shnei Alofim Teres. Again, it's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Tes. That's the one we quoted. It's an identical Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Zayin. So he brings that he found a Keta from a Ksav Yad from one of the Goyim. So Reuven Margolis, in addition to knowing all the Svarim called Rosley Onesley, he also had some form of photographic memory, without question. He knew an incredible amount of Kisvei Yad. See, he said, I came across a Keta of a Ksav Yad from the Goyim. It said as follows, Me Adam va'ad Avram nun be'shana miyam of Tayo. From the beginning of Bria Sa'ilam until Avram Avinu turned 52 years old, the world was Tayo. Right? That's essentially Tanit Ve'eliyah. Because how old was Avram Avinu by the year 2000? Avram Avinu was born in 1948, Lemisparenu, which means he's 52 years old at that point. Uminun Beit Shana, says this Ksav Yad from the Ge'onim, Mechaye Avram, Va'ad Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Torah. From Nun Beit Shana, Mechaye Avram, until Rabbeinu HaKadosh, it's Torah. Agavurchi, Rabbi Margolis says that a kubi the pshat is that we learned the Gemara together, and Dafyu Dalad Amid Beis, Gemiri, Mesechta Vaydazar, Avram Avinu was Dalad Mea Pirki. Right? Vanan Chamisha Tanan. Avram Avinu seems to be the first one to write Mishnah. Rav Yehuda Nasi is the last one to write Mishnah. Torah is that kufa when we had the Mishnayos thriving. And that starts from Avram Avinu, it ends with Rav Yehuda. That's classic Rav Yehuda Nasi. But either way, it's a Mefurashuk, Ksav Yad from one of the Goyim. Not 2000 to 4000. It's from when Avram Avinu is Nun Beis Shana until the Ptira of Rebbe. But the bottom line is, when Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi left the world, what happened? What happened at that point was, it was Rabu Atzorois, it was Niskabra Agolus, it was Kol Yimei Torah. But if you want to understand it on a more fundamental level, what happened when Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi left the world? We went from not only having lost the Amud of Avodah, which is something that we lost when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but now we have to be moist of something in our davening. Now we lost the Amud of Torah as well, because now it's Malkuv Esareh Bagoyim Main Torah. Mishameis Rebbe, Huch Belu Atzara is Daika. The Tzara is doubled. What do you mean doubled? It's a funny lashon. How do you not a zero in and put a number to the Tzara's? The Torah says we lost an extra Amud. We went from having lost one, now we lost two. That's called Tashlumei Kefil. It's double. Oh, we lost double. That's maybe Pshat in the Shemes Rebbe Huchbalu Atzaris. But the bottom line is, and we speak about this all the time, you know, the Gemara in Masechtas Tzubas Daf Kuf Gimel, Daf Kuf Dalet, it talks about Shas Pti Rosei Shel Rebbe. We mentioned it not long ago on Daf Chafei. We talked about how that was one of the times that the sun stopped. Right? The Yushalmi has different Oysophas. But this was a huge deal, the Shas Pti Rosei Shel Rebbe. I think this Marshab brings out a better appreciation for why that was so significant. It goes down as a day that shall remain in infamy. I hear Rebbe passed away. Why not the day Rebbe Akiva passed away? Why not the days that Abai Verava passed away? Right? It's hard to dehear. Why Rebbe more than anybody else? The teretz is because Mishameis Rebbe, that's when we kicked into a gear of Golos where it's Ein Torah. Huchpulat Tzaris, Gavar HaGolos, but more significantly, Ein Torah. We went from being in a world mit Torah to Avelt on Torah, right? Avelt mit Chazanish to Avelt on the Chazanish. Avelt mit Torah to Avelt on Torah. That's the gear that the world kicked into. It brings such a chshivas what's going on over here. But I'll kapon him. Let's come full circle. Freik the kasef, Mishnah, Bamba Kasha, and Rabbi Chonin asked Rabbi Chaim Briska, very similar Kasha. The Aram Zenef, the Rambam says in Perek Bez Aloch Aleph in Hilchas Mabrim, this is category one. That if a later Bezin wants to argue with an earlier Bezin based on a halacha that they came out with based on a din, you have every right to do it. You can be Chayla Ganois and Tam Lufkan, because Yiftach Bedoire Kishmu Bedoire, Rabbi Yehudin Asiya Bedoire is Kidanil Bedoire. So why can't an Amor argue with a Tan? No, said a Kesef Mishnah, said he could. He could. Reb Chaim Briska also said that. He said he could. Reb Chaim Briska said he, we just know he doesn't want to. It's not something he would do. Kesef Mishnah said a little shout for Kimu v'kiblu, that Miyoyim Chesimus HaMishnah, no Amor would ever argue with a Tanu. What happened Miyoyim Chesimus HaMishnah? Mechatesi. Why was that the point? The Teretz is Poshet. Because Miyoyim Chesimus HaMishnah, we went from being in Avelt mid Teretz, Avelt on Teretz. Now all of a sudden the world just became Malkuv Esareh Bagoyim Ein Teretz. So who's going to have the places to say that I, who I breathe the air, I'm living in a world where it's Ein Teretz, I can be Chilik on Yidin, on Tzadikim that lived in Avelt mid Teretz. So as much as it's true, Yiftach B'dayra Kishmu B'dayra. But at the same time, there's an idea of Kimu V'kibu. Now, could be there's exceptions to the rule. Rav Tanu Upalik, right? Right? Some say that all the Talmidim of Rebbe could be Tanam Apolik, which would make sense because they were Makabel from Rebbe. They were Makabel from the Welt mit Teira. But the point is, when you appreciate what it means, P'tirosai Shal Rebbe, I think this Kesef Mishnah has a tremendous, tremendous lichtigkeit. That's what's going on over here. It's because they understood that this was the end. They understood that now they had come to a point where it was saying to you, you know, one of the Marmakomis we always speak at is the Chassam Sofer, where the Gemara says that Rebbe tells the Chevra, he tells him, don't be maspid me more than 30 days, more than Yod Beis Chesh. It shouldn't be more than Moshe Rabbeinu. What was the Havamina that be maspid Rebbe more than Moshe Rabbeinu? Someone had a Havamina that Rebbe was greater than Moshe Rabbeinu? The Teretz is like the Chassam Sofer, Avada, the Gavra Rebbe was not greater than the Gavra Moshe Rabbeinu. But there was another Avelus that was going on over here. There was an Avelus of the Matziv. The world completely changed. And so Kadai Tchamina, that's why there should be a Ribuy of Avelus. Kamash Malon said, Rebbe, Lemaisa, when Moshe Rabbeinu left the world, they were only maspin him a certain share. Don't be maspin me more than that. But the world changed completely. Avelt mit Rebbe and Avelt on Rebbe is Avelt mit Tayr and Avelt on Tayr. That's why Kimu Vikiblu HaYehudim, they were Makabal afterwards, that even though we technically, based on the Rambam Hilchas Mamrim, which has a Makar in Om, Alishmul Rab, Bishlam Ilididi, Urun Zer Gemara Danavai, the Zara Daflam Advav, and Amir should be able to argue with a Tana. But it's not something that we're going to do because we appreciate what a Yerida, there was because of the Petirish of Rebbe, Shtaka Bizoicha, the Sheyibon Abbas Hamikdash, Bimheir Biyamenu, Vesein Chalkeinu Beseir Asacha.